Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If something is happening in a person's life that is causing him pain, worry, or stress, of course, he should be making a hishtadlut to remedy the situation. And of course, he should be praying to Hashem to remove it. But at the same time, the person has an opportunity to show his emunah by accepting what Hashem is doing to him with love, doing his best to be happy, and continuing to serve Hashem with joy. This attitude will bring glory to Hashem. It will inspire others to do the same. It will elevate the person so much, and he will receive unimaginable rewards in the next world as a result. It will also bring blessing in this world as well. Everybody is capable of doing it. We just need the right chizuk to give us that motivation. A woman emailed me that 2 years ago before Pesach, she suffered a miscarriage in the late stages of pregnancy, which came after a few years of infertility. She was feeling very down about it. After Shavuot, she was visiting her sister and saw an Emunah book on one of her bookshelves and asked if she could borrow it. Every day she would read a few chapters and it gave her a lot of chizuk. She came upon a chapter which spoke about accepting what Hashem does with love. And there it quoted a pasuk, Heteb etiv imach, which a rabbi explained homiletically to be saying, if we say hetev, that what Hashem does is good, then etiv, he will show you the good. And the double expression signifies that Hashem will pay the person back double. Then the chapter followed with a story in which a man practiced this after his wife had a miscarriage in her 8th month. And Baruch Hashem, a year later, his wife gave birth to twins. The woman got so much chizuk from that story and felt like it was talking directly to her. She then began thinking about that pasuk all the time, saying, Hashem is good, Hashem is good. 1 year after she read that chapter and practiced what it said, in June 2020, she was blessed with her own healthy twin boys. We decide what our attitude will be when facing adversity. There are people who are professional Ba'alei Emunah, always looking to praise Hashem and always finding the good in every situation. A woman told me that her daughter had chronic pains due to difficulties in childbirth, and they stayed with her for 20 years. Recently, she was finally starting to feel better from it. And on the way back from her grandson's Pidyon HaBen, she was in a car accident, Lo Aleinu, which left her with 6 broken ribs. A person not trained in Emunah might say in that situation, I'm finally feeling better from one pain. Now I have to start with a new one. But this woman was speaking the praises of Hashem, telling everybody she's so thankful to be alive. She praises Hashem, thinking about how much worse the accident could have been. Her liver was millimeters away from being pierced, which would have made it much worse. While she was in the hospital, after the surgery, the doctors were about to hook her up to medications. Right before they did, her husband walked in and asked his wife which medication they were giving her. She didn't know, and so they asked. The doctor said, this one is Compazine. Now, unbeknownst to that doctor, this woman was allergic to Compazine, and chas v'shalom, that could have caused a fatality. She is so thankful that Hashem saved her. She's telling everybody, Hashem saved my life twice. First in the car accident and then with the medicine. A person chooses the attitude he will have. If he will become from those who praise Hashem all the time, thanking Him for everything He does, he will be a source of glory to Hashem's name. He will elevate himself spiritually and earn untold rewards in the next world. And he will also bring about blessing in this world as well. Have a great day.